gotta make the boat, and I'm getting very old. Oh, Marty and the captain, they're surely fine old friends. They've been working on their boat now since who knows when.
This is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All right, nice to have you back with us, baseballvoices.com. Carrie Crowley joins us now. What was that song?
Marty and the Captain, King Harvest, Marty.
Why
That's
me?
Your generation.
I understand.
That's your generation.
This is good. Now, you suggested this to Carmen, who sent it to Raph.
I did. Oh, this is, Raph, this is the best. This is the best.
I kind of like it.
A lot of people think King Harvest one-hit wonder with Dancing in the Moonlight. They would be wrong. Marty and the Captain, another hit.
See, I always thought that was their best.
Yeah. Well, I do, too. I do, too. But this is a close second.
Don't ask me their name again. Very good. All right. I like it. Raph, very good. I like it. What's the name of it again?
Marty and the Captain.
By?
King Harvest.
All right. If anyone out there knows what he's talking about, please tweet at Baseball Marty.
I'm sure they will.
All right. Hey, you like my shirt today?
Love it, Marty. Nice flannel, red and blue.
Yeah, a little different today.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you know, it's 80 degrees in Scottsdale, but, you know, you can still wear a flannel.
I get here early.
You do. Hey, it was only 70 when you put it on.
Thank you. We just had Pat. You're on me today. We just had Pat. Pat Hughes was on the show about the John Miller CD. I want to give this to you.
Oh, thank you.
I know your parents, Nancy and FX, would enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Are they listening today?
They are listening today. They brought the transistor radio out this morning.
Very good.
Got KMBR on, talking baseball with Marty Lurie from February to October every year.
Well, this is Baseball Voices, so I'm giving it to you to give to Nancy and FX.
I will.
Please do. All right, let's talk a little ball. Yes, I said this when the show started today, and you're doing a great job down here. Of course, Carrie covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Their pitching is pretty good. I mean, it's the numbers, what do they mean in Arizona? 3.65 earned run average. The whip is 1.28. But I'm telling you, if this continues for the month, every time somebody goes out there, they look like they know what they're doing.
Marty, you look at the bullpen arms, and especially the ones that we saw yesterday, Tony Watson, Will Smith, Reyes Maranta, and even the Rule 5 draft pick, Travis Bergen, they all looked really good in that 0-0 tie against the Texas Rangers, and that bodes well for this team, because if you have a strong bullpen in the National League West, you can win games in these big ballparks.
Well, then Vendetti pitched over in Peoria. Ray Black was over there. What about Derek Law? Is he throwing any better? They use him a lot. Do you see anything with him?
He's still got the velocity. I think that command is a little bit of an issue for Derek Law. I don't expect him to be in the roster conversation, the roster crunch at the end of the spring, just because there are so many bullpen arms. But having him in the organization, sliding him through with the designated for assignment, and keeping him, he could have been a waiver claim for another team, but no one picked him up. That shows that this organization now has more depth than they would have last year.
Yeah, I like the pitching. I tell you, I like it. And today we see Derek Rodriguez, who, believe it or not, they say, well, maybe he'll start in the minor leagues. This was almost the rookie of the year last year, and he was the best pitcher on the staff. What about Rodriguez?
Marty, it's funny that we're here at Talking Stick, or Salt River Fields, I should say, because this is where it all started for Derek Rodriguez. He made a spot start at the end of last spring against the Arizona Diamondbacks, threw three scoreless innings, really showed the Giants some potential. They sent him to AAA. They decided to keep him as a starter and not as a bullpen arm after that start because of what he showed, has the tremendous rookie season, one of the best ever for a Giants pitcher, and now he's back here at Salt River facing the Rockies and going through the spring as one of their starters. He could be an option in the minor leagues because he does have that, but to me, the rotation is strongest when Derek Rodriguez is in it.
I agree. I mean, you take Bumgarner, I would take him before Samardzija.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Pomerantz got hit a little bit yesterday, but curveball guys down here doesn't work.
Very difficult.
And Holland is still Holland, and this is the guy. I think he's the number two starter behind Bumgarner.
I agree. I think that you look at Derek Rodriguez, he's got 4-plus pitches, great feel for the game, command in the strike zone. He can go up, down, and on both corners, and when you can do that with 4 pitches, you can pitch 6 to 7 innings every time out, and he may not have the sub-3 ERA like he did last year. Maybe he comes back to earth a little bit, but I still think when you look at the rotation and the makeup of it, you want Rodriguez probably following Bumgarner right before Holland.
Yeah, no, I agree, and he can throw a changeup 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
When everyone's sitting fastball, he'll throw a changeup with command, and that to me, that was the difference for him.
He's not afraid of anything,
that's
and that's what you like about Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Every pitcher in baseball, has a competitive demeanor that got them to where they are. But yeah. Rodriguez really has no fear of using any pitch in any count. He's got such confidence in his stuff, and you see that. And that's why I think he was able to assimilate so well to the major league level and yeah. not be fazed by the transition that so many pitchers, they go through it, and it's rough.
Well, as I tell Carmen, she argues with me about it, but I think the fact that he's the kid of Pudge Rodriguez,
yes.
you know, we go, she hates when I say this, but that's part of his makeup. That helps him get past this thing. So, all right, that's Rodriguez. Sean Anderson goes today, and you've enjoyed him. I know you followed his career, University of Florida mm-hmm. guy, came yeah. over from the Red Sox. Big kid, right age. How does he fit in? I'd like to see him pitch today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Sean Anderson pitch every time out this spring. I talked to farm director Kyle Haynes about him, okay. and Haynes said that they're actually a little worried internally that they're higher on Anderson than the rest of the industry just because they see him on a daily basis and he follows through with all of their plans. He's the best guy when it comes to getting in, doing his work, showing up early, following through on everything that they ask of him. And so it kind of clouds their judgment a little. Do they say, oh, well, he's just a great guy off the field, and is that why we're so high on the field with Anderson? So it's interesting. I think he does have a future as a starter, but it may be easiest for him to break in as a bullpen guy this spring or this season at some point, just because you're going to have 7 to 8 starters. Maybe Chris Stratton's a part of this. Maybe Andrew Suarez is a part of this. And Anderson is a guy who can come in and give you 2 to 3 innings out of the bullpen, and you're going to need that throughout the season.
He's going to be in the big leagues
yes.
this year.
Yes.
A little bit Tyler Beede, and it's going to happen. You think Cameron Maben needs a hit?
I do. I do think Cameron Maben needs a hit. When you're on the roster bubble, you're fighting for a job, you're overhauling your swing, you're talking mechanics, you need it for your confidence, and you need it to make this team.
Well, I think he's 0 for 13, and if you combine all his hits, maybe they would get to the outfield. I hate to say it, but you know, he's changed his swing, and there's nothing cooking right now for him. He had a long foul ball down the left field line yesterday. I thought the kid was going to jump out of his shoes. He was so excited.
Well, we saw this last spring with Hunter Pence when he tried to overhaul
his
swing.
Jackson?
Yeah, Austin Jackson. It's yeah. tough when you've played 10 years at the major league level and then you try to do things differently because the game has changed, the game has evolved, and you're so accustomed to doing things one way that when you try to break those habits and do things differently, it can be a really difficult adjustment, and it's not easy for someone who's yeah. trying to make the team while they're doing it.
And he needs a hit today.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Buster Posey hitting second today. The fingerprints of the analytical department on this thing? I don't know if you had a chance to talk to anybody about it. Posey hit second today. What does that mean?
Here's my guess on Buster Posey hitting second. If he's catching, which he is today, they want him to catch 3 or 4 innings. They want him to get 2 at-bats as opposed to just 1. And so if you hit him second, you've got a better opportunity for him to come up in that 4th inning, even if they don't have a strong start.
Just by 1 at-bat.
Yeah.
Well, I think the analytical department has their fingerprints on this.
I'll talk to Schwartzy down there.
I'm telling you, there's something cooking here
yeah.
with him. Hey, did you see the Arizona lineup today? I don't know if you saw it, but take a look. Rodriguez is facing a pretty good lineup today.
Nolan Arenado, he's made a little money recently. Charlie Blackmon, Trevor Story. Trevor Story, Marty, 3 home runs last year off Andrew Suarez in that game. He owns the Giants, so yeah. they got to find a way to figure out how to pitch him, and it starts at spring training.
And they face Freeland today.
Kyle Freeland, one of the absolute best pitchers in baseball, probably the most underrated arm in the game right now, if you ask me.
So both lineups are pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
This looks like it could be an April 3rd game and not a March 3rd game.
Yeah, pretty good. Yesterday, Jalen Miller hit the line drive back and hit Luke Farrell, and thank God he seems to be okay. But just to focus on Jalen Miller for a minute, I like this kid.
He's back on the prospect map.
Yep, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he is. He repeated at Single-A San Jose last year.
He's only 22.
22 years old, got a great bat from the right side, quick through the zone. Was much better last year in the California League than he was the year before. Had a challenging assignment when he was 20 years old. And so that's why he kind of fell off a little bit in the prospect radar. But he's a guy who could be the second baseman of the future. And yeah. when they drafted him, that was the goal, that one day he might be able to replace Joe Panik. And now we're starting to see flashes. They called him up. Kyle Haynes, the farm director, really high on him. I think that we'll at least see him at Double-A Richmond, if not Triple-A Sacramento at
really?
Some point
wow,
this season.
Wow, 22. Very yeah. good. I like what I see with him. You have a good night last night?
Marty, Saturday nights in Scottsdale are absolutely some of the best.
I'm glad we're seeing you today because it is always good to see you.
It's always good to see you.
All right. Kerry Crowley, thanks for being on. Follow him, Bay Area News Group. More coming up. Bruce Jenkins is next right here on the Sports Leader.